Welcome to the Cultivation Co-op from the Baptist Convention of Iowa. My name is Ben Bradley, BCI Communications Director. The Cultivation Co-op exists to present the best tools and resources to help BCI pastors and church leaders like you make disciples and develop leadership. The five stages of discipleship, a spiritual formation grid, is a discipleship tool developed by Tim Trudeau, lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Boone. In this brief overview of the tool, Pastor Tim shares with BCI Discipleship and Leadership Coach Chris Mabity how this tool promotes discipleship among his church membership. After listening to this overview, make sure to check out the full interview for an in-depth discussion about utilizing this tool in your church.
Okay, well, I'm here with Tim, and Tim, we just recorded a longer version, and now let's do the short version of you explaining this spiritual formation scale that you developed for your church.
The spiritual formation scale is simply an acknowledgement that growth is a process and that there are steps to the growth process. And the more intentional you are about identifying those steps and acting upon each step, the more likely you are to make progress in your Christian life and grow into maturity in the Christian life. Intentionality is everything when it comes to growing in your faith. And so this is just a way to be intentional about growing your faith in your faith, but specifically here about helping somebody else grow in their faith.
Well, the one thing I like about how you've defined this is, and maybe tell the audience here, that you make a distinguishment between a disciple and a discipler.
Right.
Tell us about that.
So a disciple is somebody who's committed their life to Christ. He's their Lord. He's their King. They want to follow him. A discipler is the person who helps somebody else do that.
I love that.
And you don't have to be way down on the scale to be a discipler. If you know what happened to you and you understand what it means to be a new Christian and you're with somebody who doesn't, well, you can disciple them.
Well, not to belabor it, you can listen to the longer version. I'd encourage you to do that. But will you take us through the across the top? This is a scale as... Tim has already mentioned, but yet it is super comprehensive. I mean, so will you explain just briefly?
Well, going down the one side, you have four levels which move from, let's call it infancy to adulthood in the Christian life. And there are 20 steps to do that. And then going across the top, you have what each of the steps are. What is the disciple's role at each step, what we're asking of them, and how do you know if you've accomplished the first step? The discipler's role, how do you help them in that? And then some resources to do that. And then there's a scripture column where if you don't want to take all the time, let's say, to read a whole book on that step, well, there's a scripture or two that you can read, study, ask some questions of, and that helps you accomplish that step.
Yeah, and these are all posted right there for you online underneath the Cultivation Co-op. And I just want you, if you would, to comment on one more thing, and that is the scripture study question sheet that's meant to go across all of these different steps. But you have one sheet, 10 questions.
Sure. I mean, all you would need to help somebody grow in their faith is the spiritual formation scale and the 10 study questions. And you follow down on the right side, it's the scripture passages. You take the first passage, you meet at the bakery, you ask the 10 questions, great. Next week, take the second passage, ask the 10 questions, you work your way down the scale, and in a year, you've gone through the whole process and hopefully helped someone move from infancy to maturity in Christ.
This is beautifully done, Tim, and thank you so much, not only for your work on it. We said in the longer broadcast, I can't remember the number of books, but this didn't just, you didn't fall out of a tree and bonk your head and go, oh, this was four decades of ministry and hundreds of books probably, but then really refined down to 15 to 20 books and then putting into a form that we can all utilize, should you like to help you in this process of discipleship in your church. So, and you said one last thing. This might be getting a little bit longer, but would you repeat for the folks on this section that they can do whatever they want with it? Give them permission to.
Absolutely. Please, if you want to email me and get the Excel spreadsheet because you want to change it, tweak it, shorten it, lengthen it, add resources, you are free to do anything with this that you want. I'm giving you a 10-question worksheet. if you want to shorten it to 7 questions, or, you know, ask, there are different models out there for how to study a scripture passage. You just, whatever model you want, but, and change it, use it. God bless you.
Well, I appreciate that so much, Tim, because that's really the heartbeat behind the Cultivation Co-op. And I know I can say that, but then I'm saying it for you. You created it, them hearing from you. I want them to know your heart, which is just open for any and all of us to help others know and follow Jesus. So thank you so much, Tim.
Yeah, my pleasure.